Добрый день, дорогие друзья! Мы начинаем наш вечерний семинар, наш вечерний урок по объединению. Мы очень впечатлились той утренней темой, которую Раф начал на уроке, на первой части. И мы хотим ее развить для того, чтобы каждый смог ее реализовать. Мы уверены, что в течение дня каждый в десятке ее отработал. Но мы хотим, чтобы мы поделились друг с другом итогами этого дня. Для этого мы подготовили семинар. И, соответственно, подготовимся таким образом к следующему, завтрашнему утреннему уроку.
Эта встреча — великолепный подарок Творца, где, объединив наши усилия, мы сможем уговорить Творца помочь нашим товарищам, которые сейчас находятся в тяжелом положении. Именно наше устремление к Творцу общее поможет им, как настоящая молитва. Давайте начнем семинар. У нас есть вопрос. Я его зачитаю.
Подожди. Мы хотели бы попросить группу Украины подготовиться к тому, чтобы они были фокус-группы. Мы видим там много товарищей не только из Украины. Очень не рады, что вас так много собралось. Действительно, если вас немного в комнате, то можете перезаходить к друзьям, соседям. Мы видим, что в Unity 3, в Сибири, в Москву 5, в Хайфа 2. Можно заходить, захотите, чтобы вас было достаточное количество, чтобы в полной мере раскрыть тему. И пока все перегруппируются, мы просим поставить клип.
Bring down the walls.
попали в комнаты. Читаю вопрос. Как нам установить границу между двумя частями реальности, высшей и низшей? Как нам установить границу между двумя частями
реальности? The border between two realities, the upper and the lower. I'll start. The thing is that I'm being between you guys, that is an upper limit. And when I leave you guys, that is the lower limit. Being between friends is that spiritual world that elevates us above the material world. And when we're together, the lesson, it is that connection that defines the love between friends. Yeah, maybe this connection that we establish in the ten, that is the ten that limits the corporeal reality, and it defines that type of connection that we're trying to build. I pass this on. Yep, the upper is like Bina, and lower is like Earth. Earth is reception, and the other bestows. The balance between these two things we find in the connection between us, in our common connection. And that's how we establish these borders between reception and bestowal, between left and right, like night and day, as our teacher says. It's just like our desire and our attitude towards the group. Sorry, it's hard to hear. Yep, we create these boundaries between us, ourselves, desire to receive, desire to bestow, receiving strength and giving the group my effort, and that's how we advance. This mutual connection between us is what we build at our meetings, at the lessons. So when we care about ourselves, about our egoism, I realize that there's I and we. So this boundary between I and we is this boundary between the upper and the lower. Okay, Коля, thank you. I'm in a desire to receive, and I aspire, and I ask for the Creator to reveal this desire to bestow to me and to my friends. This kli of bestowal is in the ten. Within me, there's the kli of reception. But around the kli of bestowal, there's this boundary that we need to pass through. So in my ten, I need to erase this boundary.
No. Я не знаю, реальность выше — это десятка, нижняя.
Well, I guess the upper reality is the ten, and lower boundary is the entire corporeal world. We're told that 23 and a half hours we should be concerned of the spiritual, to think about the friends, and only 30 minutes we should be thinking about the corporeal world. So I think boundaries are already set, and we actually need to clarify what is a boundary. Maybe it's the middle line.
Да, товарищи уже все сказали, все рассказали. Не знаю, что сказать.
Yep, friends have already went through everything. I don't know what to add, but maybe.
Вопрос определяющий.
Maybe the question that determines a boundary is whether I fulfill or I complete the Creator. Would, if a friend would be next to me, then would the Creator be happy with my thoughts towards this friend?
Друзья, очень интересно было слушать.
Friends, this was very interesting to listen to your answers. We see that a huge number of friends have gathered in Baltia. So we ask Shidur to set Baltia 3 as the next focus group. And we want to expand this question in relation to a reality, the upper reality and lower reality. Not long ago, we heard of the lesson that if together we envision this upper reality in our thoughts and desires and at the same time aspire towards that, then we can easily be successful. And here is a question. How do we correctly imagine this upper reality? How and what is the correct way to imagine this upper reality? Baltia 3, you're the focus group. What is the correct way to represent the higher reality? Well, I don't know what is the right way to imagine this reality. I understand that perhaps it is formed in the 10, in our common work, in our common aspiration to unite. Next.
Наверное, мне правильно представить не смогу. Это могу стараться.
I probably won't be able to imagine this in the correct way, but I know that it comes from the efforts that we put together. And a child cannot imagine what it's like to be a pilot, but can only see the external part of it. So to truly envision it, we can only do it when we unite and the light that returns to the source influences us. The upper reality, what can I say? It's a quality of bestowal. It's a theoretical answer, though, but since we don't have it in our sensations and our experience, it's difficult to truly describe it. Maybe it's even impossible to describe it, but I can try to give a taste to this. Probably the upper reality is when your reaction to the lack of reception is not to turn it into something good, into other types of reception, but at that moment to try to come to a certain interaction with the upper force that has created this experience for you. For some reason. And at that moment, you can try to aspire to feel the reality that comes from this upper force, but not to realize your desire, how I would want it to happen. I think that's clear. So upper reality is our quality of bestowal, the quality that we will be attaining. Passing the word to Vlad. Well, yes, upper reality is, of course, a qualitative change in our sensations, in the connections between us. It's a change of a different type. Every person has their own personal reality, and then it changes to the reality of the 10. Ivan...
Thank you. Это смущает слово, конечно, представить. Я думал так, что если мы через наше соединение, как бы.
It's hard to imagine, but I think if we reveal the sensation of this reality, a different reality, not the one that is within our egoism. So how can we model this reality out of our connection? How to come from the knowledge that we have received to something else. It's difficult. Still, though, it comes from a certain sensation of unity in the Ten. And we model our future selves upon that.
Сегодня тоже старались смоделировать, когда встречались.
Yep. 25. We tried to model this reality today when we were meeting with the 25th ten of Petah Tikva. And we tried to imagine what it would be like to be united. And out of that came out an idea that in order to imagine that in the correct way, you need to put in the correct type of efforts. And these efforts build up the ways to attain this upper reality. I also don't really know or understand how to imagine this, but I guess we can begin to imagine this together. And maybe then this idea will be something common to all of us. Piotr. Okay.
Сказано, мир обратный увижу я.
It says that I'll see the opposite world. So it's a world that I see in the reflected light. It's opposite. It reflects the opposite of what I have. Meaning that I don't care for myself, but I care for the friend. Everything is opposite. In reality, it's difficult to probably accomplish this, but to explain it is not so difficult. All of a sudden, we discover that what stands behind it.
К этому привела важность момента, особенность его.
And we were led to this by the importance of this moment and responsibility for this moment and the preparedness.
Друзья, мы готовы к следующему вопросу.
Friends, we're ready for the next question.
Набрали сил и вот дошли до. С чего?
Yes, we have gathered our strength, and then we have come to what? To the visualization of the upper reality. So the question is, once again, the question:
С чего начать выстраивать высшую реальность после того?
What are the components from which we build this upper reality after we have imagined it in the right way? What are the components from which we build this upper reality after we have imagined it in the right way?
Можем переключиться на фокус группу Haifa 1, если есть возможность.
We can have Haifa 1 as the focus group.
Давай еще разок вопрос прочту.
Let me read the question one more time. While Haifa is gathering, what are the building blocks of the upper reality after we imagine what it is? After we're able to imagine what it is.
כן, אנחנו יכולים להשתמש ב... ברבש. ממש דרך במאמרי החברה.
We can build.
בשביל להתחבר. אז אני חושב ששם אנחנו יכולים לבצע.
We can use Rabash's articles in order to connect between ourselves, and I think that we through that will be able to correctly imagine and act. Reality can start with us fulfilling this commandment of love your friend as yourself. What is required from us is to put in effort. And each one is out of his needs and possibilities that they have, and each person will find what they're looking for. Yep, I want to add that to what friends have already said, that we need to start with a recognition of evil, from knowing our ego and begin to correct it through this unification between us. And maybe what we need to do here is to completely annul ourselves and build this common prayer for the society. Yep, this prayer for the society is prayer of many. And even if we don't understand what it is, we continue to try to see only unification before our eyes. And it doesn't matter what our ego is showing us. We feel that it's not so, yet we want to rise above that and come to unification only together. I didn't hear the question. But when we speak of the prayer of many, of course, it's perhaps it's when each person tries to build something up. Sometimes I wonder why the Creator is not hearing my prayer. This is my ego talking. And perhaps that's why the prayer needs to be all of us together. And if that is so, the Creator helps to build this common prayer. And that happens in relation to my unification with other friends. And these good thoughts that come to us are built from the right appeal and the right lack in the tongue. The upper reality is simply love. It's the Creator. It's the quality of bestowal. In order to start building this reality, we need to be like the Creator. And we need to act in a way where we love each other. And we start by playing a game. Hi friends, it was very interesting to hear Haifa 1. On one hand, we see that there are a lot of questions on this topic. On the other hand, we see that there is an opportunity to be united, and Haifa 1 is ready to be in one common prayer. It's a very good state in order to come to the lesson tomorrow. And we want to gradually advance towards truly building this prayer for the lesson. And we will read an excerpt before sleep, and then we will... Okay, so question for lesson... Prep- for preparation for the sleep. The clean and the righteous do not kill. A righteous is one who justifies the Creator. Whatever he feels, whether good or bad, he takes above reason. This is considered right, the right line. Clean refers to the cleanliness of the matter, the state, as he sees it. And this is so because a judge has only what his eyes see. And if one does not understand the matter, or cannot attain the matter, he should not blur the forms as they seem to his eyes. And this is considered the left line, and he should nurture both. Dear friends, let's now focus. Everyone, let's feel one another that we're asking for one and the same thing, and our prayer is such, for the Creator to unite us in similarity to Him. So for 1 minute, we're all focusing on the Creator uniting us in similarity to Him. 1 minute of silence.
Yeah.